look at all the rest of my notes that I've been seriously scribbling and then turn them into something much more heavily edited. But there was just, everyone was so quotable. You know, everyone who spoke was so quotable. So I've never read this out loud before, and we'll see how it goes. With apologies to the RSPB folks I talked to this morning, because the dungarees are going to get a mention. I called it Worm's Eye View, because I felt like that was the view I was occupying. Worm's Eye View. Shadows of Albert Dock warehouses under a murmuration of the RSPD, Royal Society for the Proliferation of Dungarees. They're all in dungarees. Then a deltering and rushing into tiny handled cups as biscuits sprout up from the ground in recipes given by elders. Because we're not out reintroducing beavers, but behind the scenes, tending the data to slow down, look, see that butterfly never before north of Dundee. That dot on a map making its mark, like the world-changing hedgehog refracting kaleidoscopic. Here's Darwin, low angle in stone, stern, unbothered by a chilly room with 160 bodies to warm it, while speaking the language of data, the worm's agenda, the soil's courage through all weathers, whether to flip the bars over, what colours to tip into the numbers, to tell a different truth from Excel, the choices that are really opinions. Positioned into jumbled bubbles, blue skyscrapers which shadow our wormy attention. A bonfire night necklace, shopping for smog, window shopping for emotions. An arrow, I used shopping twice there, didn't I? That displeases me, but you know, it's first row. An arrow, there's a little voice in my head. An arrow on a stick, jabs at Napoleon's failures, a city scorched in 2 minutes. Which path do you take? Which levers pull? A button pushed, an opinion, a poem. Meanwhile, lurk in redlined locales, a nation kneeling to notice who lives in microforests on sea defences. Flow of data, green lichen of not knowing, beings recording beings. Blue patchwork hatch of fields. A yellow circle covers a coastline like a plaster after a jab. Grey seals in forgotten spaces, this pointillism of uncertainties concussed, hauling out onto graph paper. One man earthworm band on an autumnal leaf goes after the data like a rabid dog. data which burrows through international humus. Giant and blue, no photos please, no comment, embargoed wormy junket, a lilac sudoku of wormy data as they tunnel their messages in profile. Attention! Natural England has infiltrated this room and its landscape of more than individual icons and gaps, the tie-dye of living England, an iceberg above a big data flowchart. Policy delivered with a bow and a sparkler. Bottle, this is page 405 in case anyone hates poetry. Bottlenecks unclogged, glug glug on flows of visualization, metadata, who dance together at the Christmas party, swirl away on secret government-y things. Don't quote me. I did. I love doing that. Quadrangles over counties, countries we still need to know to file in our library of how. A comic book, seaside town, speech bubbles from its depths between its wheelie bins tells a shared story. Do we do detail or a montage as we struggle to speak fungi, to find the finite capacity of nature and those who measure it too? The shiny data sat on a whole heap of infrastructure. A map is an atlas, is a book of spells, grammare, that's what grammar comes from, grammare. A grammar of animacy, a gateway, style, kissing gate, accelerator, pedals, a data sharing platter, spatial mapper, portal zapper, download strata, a flow of nutrients nobody would design if they were starting from scratch. Underpinning, not undermining, stood on this atlas, scratching our heads together. Because Darwin wrote love, and he meant it as much as evolution. Darwin, who noted way more than three good things about nature each day, and he did okay. So can we. That's the end.